Hurricane Dorian is barely moving at all. Here's why that makes it especially dangerous. By Sonia Mansour. Hurricane Dorian, which slammed the Bahamas early Monday as a catastrophic Category 5 storm, is packing remarkably strong winds, but the storm itself is crawling along. It was moving at a mere 1 mile per hour early Monday before slowing to stationary as of Monday afternoon. The storm's glacial pace resulted in even more devastation, meteorologists say. With sustained winds of 185 miles per hour and gusts up to 220 miles per hour at the time of landfall in the Bahamas, Dorian made its mark as one of the most powerful Atlantic hurricanes on record. While it was recategorized as a Category 3 storm this morning, it remains an extremely dangerous storm, forecasters say. In part, that's because it's moving so slowly, said Adam Dowdy, a meteorologist with AccuWeather. For those in Dorian's path, that's a big cause for concern. A slow-moving storm makes the flooding worse. You have continued battering with the wind, so it has time to weaken structures, and once they're weakened, it could damage them further, Dowdy says. In addition, Dorian will likely cause significant coastal erosion along the coast with hours and hours of waves in the Bahamas. What slowed Dorian down? Hurricanes are steered by upper-level winds in the Earth's atmosphere. Forecasters say Dorian slowed down because a high-pressure ridge that was steering the storm westward weakened. Now the storm is essentially waiting for another external force before it starts moving quickly again. We're kind of in a holding pattern. There's nothing to steer it, basically, until Tuesday when it starts to get a nudge, Lance Wood, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, tells Time. It just got stuck. There was no large-scale wind moving it. Dorian is expected to approach the southeastern U.S. late Tuesday into early Wednesday before winding its way up the eastern seaboard. Earlier projections suggested Dorian would make its way more inland and hit Florida over Labor Day weekend. The hurricane's effects on the southeastern U.S. are not expected to be anywhere near as dangerous as what the Bahamas has seen, Dowdy says. The Bahamas likely faced the worst damage caused by the storm, he adds. A hurricane warning is still in effect for parts of the Florida coast, while northeastern Florida and parts of the Georgia coast are under a hurricane watch. A warning means hurricane conditions are imminent, while a watch means they're possible. Florida is expected to face the worst of Hurricane Dorian from mid-Tuesday into Wednesday. The hurricane is then expected to move towards coastal Georgia on Wednesday night and arrive in the Carolinas later on Thursday, by which time it could be a Category 1 storm, Dowdy says. As long as the core of the hurricane stays offshore, the impacts could be limited to power outages and wind damage to trees, Wood says. Still, even a small deviation to the west could bring a little more wind and water. Dorian is expected to gradually weaken as it makes its way north into colder waters or onto land.